Craig Johnston joining us. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. And great to have you on our show again. And I guess as you get older and every accolade, Craig, is more special. And tell us about your and your family's reaction when you found out that you're going to be inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Champions.
Well, me and my mum, we both said the same thing. And that is, if Dad was still alive, he'd just absolutely love this. Because my dad was a big, mad sports fan and a punter. You know, he loved the betting and the gambling and the horse racing and all of that stuff. He always harked back to the glory days of, the great Australian sportsmen, the Rod Lavers and, even before Wally Lewis, you know, the Reggie Dady in soccer and all those old-fashioned blokes and Dawn Fraser and... the fact that I might be one of them or sit at the same table as them was always sort of his dream, if you like. And I missed a lot of it because I went overseas when I was 15. So I missed a lot of that history, but I knew my dad loved it. So that always made me proud. And here's the other thing when that letter came through, the thing is, I'm not from Liverpool or Middlesbrough, where I also played. You know, I'm actually from a place called Buluru Spears Point, up on Lake Macquarie, in between, you know, Lake Macquarie and Newcastle, with the Hunter Valley right next to us. So, you know, when you're from somewhere, you've got that DNA, and I have. So to me, you know, a recognition from New South Wales. And remember, I used to love the old State of Origin, you know, the rugby league, you know, and what a fierce, intense, probably for me, one of the best sport events every year as it came round. And mate, I'm so proudly from New South Wales and a Novocastrian, if you like. And, you know, I used to have all sorts of sort of funny comments from Wally Lewis and Wayne Bennett and people like that, you know. Mal Meninga used to give him stick, you know. And anyway, it's funny. You asked me a question. I gave you a big long answer. it's as much from it's very humbling, and it's up there with FA Cups and the rest of it because that's all English history and tradition and European, you know. But I'm a fair dinkum Aussie from as they've called me, the boy Fullaroo, you know, and. Just so you know, that's an Aboriginal word for the place of many fires.
There you go. Now, congratulations, Craig, and whether you like it or not, don't worry, we're claiming you. Every New South Welshman's claiming you, that's for sure. Buddy, have you been watching the World Cup, and what have you made of it?
Of course, I have been. You know, we live for the World Cup every 4 years, us round ball blokes, you know. And I don't know, I think our clocks are set by the World Cup all around the world. They really are. You know, this is such a huge, huge event. And it's about national pride. Again, that identity I'm telling you about, you know, the boy from Buluru. And we're cockroaches, aren't we? You still call us that, yeah? And happy cockroaches. And the thing is that it's about identity and, you know, you can't divorce the way a team plays soccer and tries its very best, like the Socceroos did the other night. I know you're going to come to it, but that showed incredible, the good old Aussie fighting spirit. And you know what? I haven't seen it for a long time, and neither have a lot of us here in Australia. We haven't seen that old-fashioned, which my dad would love, Aussie spirit, stand up, right, roll the sleeves up and say, right, we're going to get stuck in first in a very manly and tough way, right, and bully, I said that word, you know, and not allowed to anymore, bully the other team into submission because we won every single tackle. We won it and we won the second ball, right, and we created that energy and momentum that winners create. Right, and the Tunisia was, what's this? It's like a tsunami, you know, of people coming at us. And, you know, and that's when you generate energy and respect for each other on the field, and that's where you find a win. So, mate, I was shocked at the way we played, and all I can say is, well, let's play that way in the next game, and we got a good chance.
Craig, you look back 15, 20 years to our golden era, which was Harry Kewell, Timmy Cahill, Mark Viduka. The current crop of players probably aren't as high profile, yet this is their chance. If they can progress to the final 16, they get to etch their names into Australian football history.
Okay. I'll give you a simple story. I know you're all rugby blokes, right? But there's a simple story that you'll understand and you'll fully appreciate it, right? Once upon a time in England, the greatest story of all time, as far as I'm concerned, to do with soccer in my lifetime, right? There was a team that was going to get relegated from the Premier League, right? And they weren't very good. Nobody fancied them. Manager wasn't that good. Players weren't that good. Anyway, their name was Leicester City. They got a new coach. They got fudged a few players, right? They bolted down and they fought and they fought and they fought every single week for the whole year. They beat Manchester United. They beat Chelsea. They beat Liverpool home and away, right? And they won the Premier League, right? And when they played Manchester home and away, every single one of the Manchester United players was worth more than the whole Leicester team put together. Yet Leicester beat them home and away by battling, right? What the Tunisian game proved to me, we got some real battlers here, good old-fashioned Aussie battlers that got that victory. And what they need to do is simply is do what they did last time every week. You know, and the players like Matty Ryan, the ones that are playing overseas, they know that. Football at the top league, it's a battle. It's a war every week. And the Aussies have got the sniff of it now, and they can smell blood. So if they go out and they just hound Denmark, and again, this was years ago, a bloke called Bill Shankly put this into Liverpool. And now Jurgen Klopp's called it the press. And I laugh every time I hear the word. That's good old-fashioned. Whoever's on the ball, get in their face and hound them down. They'll call it the press. I call hound people down to make them lose the ball and then use that energy to keep going forward. So anyway, there's my little insight, boys. And you know what? You know what? Listen to this. Why I love the state of origin and rugby league, because it's exactly the same. When the boys smell the blood, right, they all find some energy they didn't have before, and they all seem to handle the ball better. So sport is really, really, when you really get into it, it's about that moment of truth when you get the ball and then you give it. That moment of truth, and it's the energy level that the players put into it. And that's why I'm loving what the Socceroos are doing at the moment. And go Arnie.
Go Arnie indeed.
You mentioned Arnie, Craig. You talk about the resilience of the players and that fighting Aussie spirit. But gee, Arnie's copped a lot over the last couple of years, and he's been away from home, caught up in lockdowns. You talk about tough hombres, and you know Graham Arnold shouldn't be underestimated.
He shouldn't, and his knowledge shouldn't, and he's been through tough times, and and I've known him for a long time, and he's hung around, but he loves it, and he's also clever enough, and he's got a very, very good psychology coach working with him. If you didn't know that, he was one of the Wiggles, or responsible for the Wiggles. Name escapes me at the moment. Only just because I just woke up, but anyway, he's a sorry,
Andrew Redmayne.
No. This is a psychology coach, right. John Conway, I think his name is. Anyway, I spoke to him as well, but basically, he works with the players on their positive attitude, and he's a very clever guy, and. You know, I've got friends that swear by his tactics, and obviously what Arnie's done his psychology coach, they've risen above all the criticism, right? And a lot of it is what's the word? You know, yes, okay, we deserve criticism, but they've risen above it. Rather than come back with some sort of hate narrative, it's no, we're going to rise above this and find something, energy, right, to attack them, right, attack each player, right, like Liverpool play when they're on their very best. You just attack, and then you start to do that like a swarm of bees, and it becomes a connective energy. And if you look in the papers, the players are talking about that, how it's completely a team effort, which is why Arnie got them together. You know, the moment the game finished, he called them all, he shouted at them, he stopped them celebrating, right? And he told them, hey, you know, this was because we were all together 100% and left everything on the field. That's a stupid old statement everybody uses, but they did. They got to do it again. He got them together. He said, don't get carried away, right? It's about all of us, you know? And even when Matty Ryan, he was the only one that didn't celebrate the goal because he's a wise old owl, and he was watching his goal in case Tunisia kicked off quickly and shot for goal with no goalkeeper. But Matty Ryan knows what he's doing. But you know, I told you the story, Leicester. Liverpool have to be the Leicester of the World Cup. There you go.
Well, Craig, we really appreciate your time this morning and so glad that you're being honoured today as an inductee there with the New South Wales Hall of Champions. Appreciate your time again and enjoy the rest of the World Cup in particular, your day today as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward and thank you. And my daughter Bonnie's going to come, so one of the family's going to be there. And, mate, it seems a long, long time ago that I did all of that stuff over in England, you know, to the 30 and 40 years ago. So, you know, it just reminds me that, hey, you know, I was somebody once.
No, your contribution's been immense, Craig. Really appreciate your time. Yeah. Thank you.
Good on you.